Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and happy Thursday to everyone. Welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I'm Veronica McMillan, your host, and we are so happy that you all have decided to join us this Thursday evening at 6:30 p.m. for another great show. I have a wonderful lineup of guests that we'll be talking with in just a few minutes. But before we bring our guest on and tell you more about who they are, let me tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. Issues Concerning Women was founded by my co-host, Francine Humphrey. She's not with us tonight, so she'll be with us next week. But Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals and assisting them in the areas of business, career, housing, finance, and life skills. And of course, yours truly, Veronica McMillan, is the president and founder of the Micro Nonprofit Network. We help small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. Francine and I both are the entrepreneur's entrepreneur. We believe in supporting our community. We believe in lifting up women. We help women to understand more about career, investment, retirement, exercise, entrepreneurship, and we also like to feature different organizations in our communities that's doing great things. And we have one great organization that we're going to be talking about tonight, and that is Jack and Jill. I'm sure you all have probably have heard of them. And they are an organization that's doing things all around this country. And so I certainly want to feature them tonight. We have our guests as well as emerging young leaders that's going to be on the call with us tonight. So I want to do a bit of housekeeping before I bring them on and introduce them to you one by one. Basically, what we're going to do tonight, we're not going to take any phone calls. We want to give 30 minutes to our guests so that they have the opportunity to talk about Jack and Jill, what they're doing in the community, and how we can even be a support to them. So before I move on with that, so let me first of all tell you about our guest that is going to be the lead tonight, and that's Dr. Angela Jones-Huggins. She is basically the historian for the Jack and Jill of America, the Norfolk chapter. This is crazy when I was reading this. The Norfolk chapter has been established in 1948, and I want to just read a little bit about Dr. Angela's bio to you all, and then we will bring Dr. Angela on. Dr. Angela Jones-Huggins is a licensed clinical psychologist who served in the Hampton Roads community in mental health for over 20 years, so she knows what she's talking about. Dr. Huggins has been a member of the Norfolk chapter of Jack and Jill of America, Incorporated, for 10 years. She is a past president and current historian of the chapter. We also have two young emerging leaders that's going to be on our show with us tonight, and I'm going to be introducing them as well. We have Mr. Jeremy Keys and Ms. Ashley Bush. And so, Dr. Angela, are you on the line?
Yes. Hi, Veronica. Thanks so much for having me.
You are certainly welcome. And before I bring our other guest on, Dr. Angela, basically what I want to do is talk about the history of the organization. But let me introduce our two emerging leaders before I have you to go into that. Excuse me. Ms. Ashley, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for having me.
You are certainly welcome. And Mr. Jeremy, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wonderful. So, and I'm glad to have you both on the line. Dr. Angela, tell us a little bit about the history of the organization and why you chose to be a part of it.
Well, Veronica, Jack and Jill of America Incorporated, it's a mother's organization, and we all have children mm-hmm. between the ages of 2 and 19. And specifically, we're committed to nurturing future African-American leaders. And we're doing that through strengthening children through leadership development. And when we say leadership development, we're saying that we serve our children and our community through education, civic duty, cultural health, recreational, and social opportunities. And when someone asks me wonderful. About Jack and Jill, I say that we are a group of mothers who want meaningful experiences that will allow our children to flourish while also giving back to our African community as a whole.
And that is absolutely wonderful and so needed in this time and hour that we're in society. I believe that this is the hour where we're going to see some change simply because we have children like our emerging leaders that's on the line with us tonight. So I'm going to ask Mr. Jeremy, can you tell us what grade you're in and what school you attend? Now, this is going to be sort of kind of a three-part question. And what do you like most about Jack and Jill?
First, I'm from Hugo A. Owens Middle School, and I'm in seventh grade.
Wonderful.
And what I like most about Jack and Jill is I just like the experience and like the message behind everything.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's so sweet. The experience and the message behind it. And what experiences have you had since you've been a part of the organization?
We have helped out with like a lot of people, and like we've helped out with like homeless people, and also gone and helped feed people who were sick.
Oh, that is so wonderful. And Miss Ashley, can you answer the same question? What grade are you in? What school do you attend? And what do you like most about Jack and Jill?
I'm in eighth grade. I'm from Nansen Suffolk Academy. And what I like most about Jack and Jill are all of the opportunities and experiences and all the friendships along the way.
Wonderful. And so what are some of those opportunities that you've experienced? Because I think this is so wonderful for you and Mr. Jeremy to be so bold to be able to come on a radio program and to talk about this organization. So what are some of those opportunities?
Some experiences that I've had are CPR classes, a tennis clinic, and STEM workshops.
Wow. And I think STEM is the hot topic right now. I think STEM is where all of the organizations are moving, trying to help kids be prepared when they leave school and go out into the world. And so thank you so very much for both of you all being emerging leaders and talking. Dr. Angela, I want to come back to you. I want to specifically talk about this event that you all are going to have this weekend because I think it's just so wonderful. And so I wanted you to talk about that event and talk about why you all are doing this event this time.
Well, Veronica, we are very excited. On November 9th, that will be Saturday, from 4 to 8 p.m., we will turn Nansen Suffolk Academy School into a lovely fine dining restaurant. And this event is called Pink, Blue, Etiquette, and You, A Night of Elegance. And our amazing preteens will walk the hot pink carpet as we prepare for a night of education, fine dining, and fun. And as you know, our very own Veronica McMillan will be offering our etiquette education class. Soon after, the children will practice their new acquired dining skills over an elegant dinner. And we'll have music, a glam photo session. It's going to be lots of fun. We're very excited.
That is absolutely wonderful. And I think you and I had Dr. Angela, a conversation offline a couple of weeks ago talking about the importance of etiquette. I think during my childhood years, I can't remember a thing that was taught by my family to me. And it wasn't until I was an adult going into charm school that I learned some of the etiquette skills that's so important that kids need to have, and adults as well, because I don't think that particular art, if you will, that we're doing enough with our kids, and they're going out unprepared for these fine dining events and things of that nature. So I wanted to ask Mr. Jeremy, what does he think? Why do you think, Jeremy, etiquette skills are important for young males? Because we don't see a lot of events and things where boys are involved. So why do you think it's important for etiquette skills for young males?
Well, a lot of people will judge you and just make a standard off of what they see first without actually getting to know you. So it's best to put your best foot first.
Wow. Out of the mouth of babes. This just excites me, Dr. Angela, just to hear them talk the way that they talk. So you all are doing a great job. Kudos to the Norfolk chapter for raising
up young. Thank you, Veronica. And can I add something?
Yes, you certainly
can.
I wanted to add
that our casual group, this is our preteen group. These amazing Jacks and Jills will be going forward to the teen group soon. And one of the reasons we wanted to do this event is to prepare them. The casual group is a preparation for the teen group. And when they go into the teen group, things will change. They will be in charge of their own business meetings. The children will also, as they go to conferences, they will be attending galas and banquets, and so they are going to have a certain skill set when they get to the teen group. So this is our preparation for the children while still trying to make it fun and having a nice event.
Wonderful. Excellent. And that's so important. Miss Ashley, basically, why do you think the etiquette skills are important for young women, for young girls?
Well, I just think etiquette is so important for us young women because it prepares us for future opportunities and just sets us up for success in life. And it helps us to present ourselves in a professional and appealing manner.
Exactly, because I think that, especially in this generation now, we're not seeing a lot of that. And Dr. Angela, you certainly can chime in here. I think that we are not exposing, let me say, some are not exposing their children to this, because I think this thing lends itself to the life outside of school when they go to college. And as I said, I think these kids have bragging rights. How many 7th and 8th graders can say that they've been interviewed live on radio? And this is a small radio program. This opens the door for opportunities for other radio programs, broadcasting. And so kudos to you, Ashley, and to you, Jeremy, for doing this. And as I said, you all will have bragging rights because of the fact that you all are doing this. But Dr. Angela, I think also with our kids, that have we forgotten how to teach our children about this? Have we just sort of kind of let kids just come home from school, throw your books down, eat all the food that, you know, go in the den, don't go to the kitchen? Have we lost that art of just sitting down, helping our kids understand what etiquette is?
Well, Veronica, at a risk of sounding like a dinosaur, I do think
like
we have we're in the era of social media, and anyone who has a preteen or a teen will know that it's very consuming. It's consuming mentally, it's consuming visually, and I believe we have stepped away from some of our social etiquette that I know I learned as a child, and I think we need to come back to it. I think it's important that we disconnect from social media, disconnect from electronics, and go back to reading, go back to family communication and family discussions at a actual table. I think that would be very good for us to return to some of those type of skills.
Exactly. And a part of our event on Saturday is going to be what we're going to call table talk, is the art of communication and conversation. I'm a college instructor, and I have found that my students have lost that art of just sitting down, having a conversation. And I think with the age of technology, you know, it's a great thing and it is a bad thing all at the same time, because our kids are not learning to sit down and talk with each other. They're not learning
correct.
How to debate without argument. And I think that we're really are going to have to, just like you said, I'm a dinosaur as well. We're really going to have to bring back some of that old school stuff where your parents
yes.
wanted you to sit at the table and eat. They wanted you
to
talk with them and talk to each other. And so it is so important that we do this with our children. And I just can't say enough about what you all are doing with these kids and these two young people that are on the line. It's just fabulous to hear them talk. It's fabulous to hear them talk about what Jack and Jill have done for them. And I think that we need to have more information about the organization. Is there a website where people can go and find out more about the organization, Dr. Angela, because I've talked to some people before. Some people have heard of it, some have not. So if someone wanted to find out more about Jack and Jill, is there a particular website that they could go to find out more?
Yes. Our chapter website is jjincnorfolk.org. That is our chapter website. And I don't want to give you an incorrect for our national, so I'm going to look that up right now.
Okay.
I don't want to give out false information.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay. And I think that the people who are listening will be able to do it. So while you're doing that, let me just take a little commercial break here and talk a little bit more about Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. As I said, Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, was founded by Francine Humphrey. And if you need to connect with Francine, you can email her at icwdirector@gmail.com. You can also connect with her via the email at www.issuesconcerningwomen.org. And if you need to connect with Veronica McMillan, yours truly, wanting more information about our organization, the Micro Nonprofit Network, we are a network of 40 small nonprofits coming together to educate, to empower, and to equip our communities. You can connect with me at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can go to our website at www.micrononprofitnetwork.org. And you heard Dr. Angela talk about how you can connect with them basically by their Norfolk web address. And Dr. Angela, were you able to find your national address? Because now with Google,
ma'am.
You can find everything, right? Yes, ma'am. So
yes, ma'am. I did it very quickly. National website is jackandjillinc.org. So that would be jackandjillinc.org. That's our national website.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So, Dr. Angela, I want to talk a little bit, go right back into this event that's coming up on Saturday. And you said pink and blue. Why did the organization choose those two colors?
Well, I can't answer that for you, Veronica, but I can tell you our purpose of Jack and Jill.
Mm-hmm.
And really for
okay.
The premise behind Jack and Jill of America Incorporated is to create a medium contact for children to stimulate their growth
yeah.
and development. And what we want for our children is what we want for all children in our community.
Exactly.
And that
exactly.
is what's special about Jack and Jill of America Incorporated. As you stated, we celebrated our 70th anniversary last year. I'm not sure if your listeners saw our article that was in the Virginia Pilot about 70 years with our children.
Mm-hmm.
But we
wow.
are a wonderful group of 27 mothers and 50 children right here in the Hampton Roads area.
That is phenomenal. And so important, especially when we talk about our black and brown children and being able to uplift them and be able to kind of open the door of opportunities for them and help them understand that they are kings and queens, that they are great, that they have special gifts, talents, and abilities that they can use, that they have great minds. And I think we have to keep on saying that to them. And I thank you all for doing what you do. So I want to talk again about this event this weekend. Now, Dr. Angela, what are some of the transferable skills that can be used, that these kids can use beyond school? Because, of course, with this etiquette thing, as I said, when you and I talked offline, we talked about there are some adults that don't have mm-hmm. these skills, and that when you go mm-hmm. into a restaurant and you're trying to figure out, do I use the right, do I do the left, or what do I do? So basically, what are some of those transferable skills that just from this etiquette piece that these kids will be able to use beyond school?
Well, as we stated, Veronica, a lot of these children are already leaders. They're leaders mm-hmm. within their schools. They're leaders in their churches. They're leaders among their athletic teams. And they are already attending some of these events. As you start talking about sports banquets, even mm-hmm. with my family reunion, we have our, we have formal dinners, connected with my family yeah. organization. And so these children mm-hmm. are already in middle school. They're going to the eighth grade proms. So they're already being exposed. And so we may be right there at it or even a little late with preparing our children. But you're mm-hmm. asking about what transferable skills they will use. Again, we already said it. We're taking it back to the old mm-hmm. school where mm-hmm. a young man has erect posture as he is escorting a young woman into a restaurant or into a banquet. He understands yeah. that you pull out a chair. He understands that you hold a door. And again, I don't want to think about it just yet, but our middle schoolers and preteens will be dating soon. And so yeah. I would suspect that a Jack from, an organization like Jack and Jill will stand out among other gentlemen. And so,
exactly.
Again, these social mores, I mean, when you go to certain events, people can tell if you have certain skills
exactly.
or if you don't have them. And I think Jeremy
exactly.
said it best. You want to put your best foot forward. These are skills
that's
we
exactly
need.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. And so we have two great young leaders on the telephone with us tonight doing this thing from their own telephones and doing an absolute great job. And so, Mr. Jeremy, I'm going to come to you. What do you think the etiquette skills that you learn on Saturday, how do you think they'll be helpful for you beyond school? So the things that you learn on Saturday, how do you think that they're going to be helpful to you when you graduate?
For, your occupation, certain, skill sets are required,
mm-hmm.
and also just
mm-hmm.
getting jobs.
Oh, that is so awesome. That's wonderful.
As well.
Yeah, yeah. That is absolutely wonderful. To be 12 years old, this young man is saying that basically the skills that he's learning now or Saturday and the skills that the organization has taught him that in his occupation outside of college and all of that, he'll be able to use these skills. That's just excellent. Now, Miss Ashley, same question for you. What do you think these skills that you learn on Saturday, how are you going to be able to use them beyond school?
Well, I think my peers and I will just definitely be able to benefit from this dinner. And I
yeah.
think I will be able to use these skills in public settings such as school meetings and restaurants or future job interviews or college interviews or anything that could be help me to grow.
Yeah.
And etiquette
yeah.
can be used whether you're ordering a meal from a restaurant or having a conference with the teacher, or even at home with your family. Etiquette is something that can be applied to our daily lives.
You are so right about that, and that you all are getting it early, and I think that's so important. Again, I'm going to say kudos to you and Mr. Jeremy for the fact that you all are doing a live interview, and that you all have spoke so well in terms of the questions that we asked you all, in terms of the event that's going to be going on Saturday. I can't wait to get there on Saturday. I've been excited about the things that we're going to be doing. But Dr. Angela, I want to just ask you this question. We're coming down. It's crazy that this 30 minutes goes by so quickly. And people would love to ask questions, and that's one of the reasons why we do not open the line up for questions, because it'll take away from the questioning that we have for you all. But what advice would you give parents about teaching their kids early etiquette skills? Because we talked about it, you and I, basically from that old school generation, we're the dinosaurs or what have you. But there are things that I just did not learn. I didn't learn this stuff until I was in my 30s going to a charm school in Virginia Beach that I picked up some of this stuff. So what advice would you give parents about teaching these skills to their children early?
Well, Veronica, I'm glad you asked that question. It makes me think back to, I believe it was 2018, we had a gentleman who was an alumni of the Norfolk chapter. I think he graduated out of our chapter in 2006. He's a politician, and
mm-hmm.
he talked to our teens and to our children about his experiences in Jack and Jill, and he specifically
wow.
talked about sometimes his mother would have to strongly encourage him to attend some of the Jack and Jill events that sometimes he thought were somewhat dry. But he said to these children, he said, listen very closely. He said, when I got to graduate school, when I got to college, when I started moving in certain circles that I needed to move into as I began to campaign to be a leader within the political realm, he said, I was far ahead of my
wow.
peers because of what
mm-hmm.
I had gained in Jack and Jill. And he said he had this epiphany at that point about why his mother encouraged him to participate in the Jack and Jill events. And so I would say to parents is that it doesn't have to be Jack and Jill. It can be any of our any events, any camps, any programs, trainings that you can get your children involved in. They can even be younger than pre-teenage. I believe our brains absorb information much faster as when we're young compared to when we're older. And so I would say,
exactly.
don't hesitate to expose your children, even if they are not super excited and may not understand the current meaning. I would say, don't let that stop you. Move forward and let them acquire the skills that they need to become our future leaders.
Wow, that's wonderful. I hear our announcer counting us down with 60 seconds, but what I want to do is to say to Miss Ashley and Mr. Jeremy, I would like for them to be a co-host with me on one of our shows, because we have a program called In the Voice of Students. And so I would love to have them to come back and be a host with me as we interview other students, others in the community. I just want to say thank you all so very much for being on the show with us tonight. And we look forward to our Saturday's event. Thank you, Dr. Angela. Thank you, Mr. Jeremy. Thank you, Miss Ashley, for being on the show. You all have a great night. We will see each other on Saturday. And do something good. Continue to do something good. I thank those of you all who listen to us on a weekly basis. It has been an absolute wonderful night with Jack and Jill, the Norfolk chapter. If you want to find out more information, Dr. Angela gave that information out to you all. And so we look forward to next Thursday at 6:30 p.m., and we shall talk with everybody later. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Veronica. Thank you.
Good night. You're so
good night.
So welcome.
Thank you.
You too. Take care now. Thank you, sir. Glad to have you.